Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Makeup or Breakup. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's make up or break up with Fitz in the Morning.
And, of course, I want to say that this couple is voluntarily on the show today. So the goal is to help them out. Priority number one, to help them out. I want to welcome Amber from Edmonds. Amber, good morning. Hi. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for reaching out to me on Facebook. Again, I feel like I know you. So, Amber, you got a little situation. You're saying that your boyfriend is constantly reaching out to his ex. Why is he doing that?
I mean, it's sort of ridiculous. I don't understand why he's doing it. First of all, he's like, oh, I just need to get some pictures from her. But they keep calling. They keep texting each other. You know, this is like a really hard time for everybody. I feel like he's being way more distant with me. He kind of hides the phone. I'm like, what are you doing? Who are you talking to? Well, and, you know, it's like, Caitlin. And it's driving me insane. Like, you want to get in touch with old people in your life because you're like rethinking your life, that's fine, but don't do it with an ex-girlfriend.
You know what? I'm kind of with you on that. Is there a reason after you are broke up with someone to really continue that relationship in any way, shape, or form? I mean, is there a reason for anyone to even be friends with an ex on social media? Isn't it just sort of like saying, okay, we're going to leave.
Open.
Yeah, this is open just in case.
I think it depends on how the how did their relationship end?
How did their relationship end?
Yeah.
He cheated on her with me.
Oh, he cheated on her with you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know about her at first. But.
So what you're saying, and by the way, I want to say that Amber's boyfriend, Kevin, is on hold right now. He is hearing all this. So you're saying that Kevin is just sort of capable of that?
I mean, I know so.
Yeah.
Ooh, we just got our first "you made your own bed" text. I think the listeners are starting to make it. But I have a question for you. Said he keeps calling. Is it really persistent? Because if it is, I feel like you're answering your own question here about what you should do. If it's over and over again and you're talking about it and he's being defensive, then aren't you, I mean, isn't it clear what's going on? Do you really need help?
I guess. I mean, it's just hard because, like, I love him and everything.
Right.
You just want to believe that it's innocent. And I guess my, like, amateur detective is telling me it's not.
You mean your inside voice, right, is telling you?
Yeah, like my inside Dateline watcher. Spidey.
Your sixth sense.
Or they call that, like, a woman's intuition, right?
Yes.
That's a real deal. Don't mess with a woman's intuition. Okay, we're going to find out why Kevin from Edmonds continues to reach out to his ex-lady. All right, Amber, hang on a second, okay? Because there's two sides to every story.
I guess.
Okay, we're going to get a few more details. I'm going to take a few more notes. You're saying you are so upset because he is continuing to reach out to his ex-girlfriend and you are just done with it?
I mean, I'm not done with it. I'm done with that. Like, you know, he knows it bothers me, but he still continues to do it. So why is he making that more important than our relationship?
Okay.
So you do want a solution.
So his excuse, though, for calling her, what does he say? I'm calling her because of what?
Well, first of all, he was like, you know, there's some pictures I want to get from her. And then, you know, he's been going through a little bit of a hard time. I mean, we're all going through a hard time. And then, you know, she doesn't have anybody right now. So she's like isolated and lonely. And I think... I don't know what's happening.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome Kevin from Edmonds. He's been on hold for a little bit. We'll get his side of the story now. Good morning, Kevin. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Oh, I can't believe this is what's up.
Kevin, I think there's a lot of listeners who, before they try to give some advice here, they want to know what's up, too. They want to know why you continue to contact your ex-girlfriend.
Well, I mean, I've got a good reason. My my grandfather passed in March, like late March, and because of everything going on, we weren't able to see him or have a proper, memorial.
Okay.
So my ex, she's a photographer, and, you know, when we were together, she took a lot of pictures, a lot of family pictures, a lot of pictures of him. So I've been reaching out to, you know, to get those pictures from her so we can do a virtual memorial thing with the family.
Amber, did you know that his ex has a whole lot of pictures of his grandpa who passed away recently?
I mean, I know that she had some pictures. I wouldn't say a lot.
I told you, Amber, you only heard the part of who I was talking to, not why.
Well, I don't understand why, like, that's like running an errand. Like, you get your pictures, problem solved. Why do you still need to keep talking?
No, it's not. This is a memorial. There's a lot of pictures, and sorting through them and picking the right ones, and she keeps finding new ones.
I feel like you're just making excuses. Like, get all her pictures. What's she doing? She's just sitting around, like, watching Netflix. She can send you her whole treasure trove of pictures of your grandfather, which, rest in peace, and then I'll go through them with you and pick ones, and you plan the memorial. I think it's really weird you're planning it with her.
Hey, Kevin, can I ask you a question? I mean, I just want to know, how many times does it really take for you to get these photos? Can't she just send all of them, one quick email, one drive, instead of sort of all these different conversations about the photos?
I don't know. I mean, she texts me and says, hey, I found another one from, you know, like the trip in Sedona. Do you want me to send those? I say, yeah. So, I mean...
And then do you call her and talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't her priority. Okay. You know, she's got a life. She's doing me a favor, so I'm not going to rush her like, hey, can you, you know, belt it all out and send it over?
Over the weekend, she texted you at 11:30 p.m., apparently about photos.
Okay. Hey, guys, hang on. Hey, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. As always, you know, we have our therapist in Renton. And he is ready to see you. You get two free appointments. I definitely recommend it if you guys want to try to work this out. 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. Should they make up or break up, Amber and Kevin? I really appreciate your time this morning. I really do.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Wait, so you're seriously giving us free therapy?
Yeah, two. You get two. From the therapist in Renton. He does that for every couple on Makeup or Breakup.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Okay. Let's go to Cortland in Tacoma. We have some of the best P1 Insta therapists in the world. Cortland, Makeup or Breakup here. What do you think?
You know, I think she's going a little crazy and a little overboard. I'm a photographer, and I have had my ex reach out to me to actually take photos and not even just go through photos and send him photos. So I think he's doing it for his grandpa, and there's a ton of photos. I don't know how long they were together, but photos can take a long time to go through. And I mean, I know I found pictures from like years later that I totally forgot that I had, and I ended up sending them to my ex's family. So,
you know,
I mean,
Cortland,
I get it.
I think, though, that his ex, the one who's sending these photos, I think she's straight up scandalous. And she's straight up trying to get him back. This is her way in.
But at that point, that's his job to set those boundaries. They're like, okay, it's the photos. Any photos you find, send them to my email. Here it is. Other than that, I don't want any contact.
Right.
Don't contact me, but send me all the photos of Papa right here.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's kind of a good point. It doesn't have to be personal. Sure. It doesn't have to be a personal discussion.
Tristan in Tacoma. Tristan, your thoughts. Go ahead.
I think that they should break up or at least have a serious talk, because my whole thing is that he's already cheated on her once. Cheated with her once. So what's stopping him from cheating on her?
Unfortunately, I think statistics are on your side with that, which is sad.
You know, the thing is, Kevin sounded like such a nice guy, but because as soon as she said that, as soon as Amber said that's how they got together, I think everyone's mind switched a gear, right?
Yeah.
Went to like, uh-oh, this guy's untrustworthy. But he sounds like a reasonable dude.
Abby in Stanwood, it's Fitz. All right, make up or break up.
I say break up. Boys will never change. He cheated on, or he got with her when he cheated on his ex-girlfriend. What's to say he's not going to cheat on her with her? Boys don't change at all.
What if the ex is like trying to get her comeuppance? Like, oh, you stole my man? Well, guess what? I've got a window open to try
and
steal him back.
That's exactly what I think what's happening.
I feel like Kevin's a dupe here. I feel like he's the dog toy in the middle,
okay,
and they're both tugging on him.
Yes, hold on. The innocent victim.
Hold on.
From experience.
Nice.
Abby?
From experience.
Hey, Abby, boys do change. And boys can change. I gotta tell you, I hate when I hear that whole once a cheater, always a cheater crap. Maybe for some, but not for all. I mean, you really can change. Sometimes it takes like a big event to change somebody. And if you really want to change, then you will.
Yes, I should say it's harder for boys to change. I shouldn't say they never change because that's not true. But what I think is going on is that I understand the photos. Like, I get that because I've had experiences like that in the past where they've had something special of mine or a photo of mine or something like that I wanted back. But getting photos back does not take multiple phone calls, does not take multiple texts in the middle of the night.
Right.
It takes a, hey, let's meet up. When can we meet up? Let me get my photos. And then it's done.
Oh, she's straight on trying to hooch, isn't
multiple,
she?
Multiple. Yeah, I think she's trying to swoop in.
Strong point, Abby.
All right. Wow. Percentage-wise, with all the texts, the phone calls, What do we have today, a makeup or a breakup?
Well, trust is really important in a relationship, and Kevin has no trust from the P1s. They do not believe him. This is a breakup all the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
As always, if you missed anything, the entire podcast, Makeup or Breakup, will be available at 989thebull.com.